It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone out there in Northwest Indiana, Chicago area. How's everyone doing? Great, great day out there. A little bit windy, but it's pretty nice out there. So today, we're ready to start Mardi Gras. And we have our special guests here are from Low Country out of Merrillville. And they brought in the beads, they brought in the crowns, they brought in some beignets, they brought in everything that anyone would like for a great Mardi Gras feast, especially at the restaurant. And we want you to call in today, 219-769-9577, get a chance to win a gift card from Low Country. Dee, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. I am just so, so excited. I know I have said that to you probably 50 times, but I am just so excited because I've told you so many times. Yeah. Low Country is one of my favorite restaurants in Chicago, and I was so excited when they came out here. So that's why I'm so excited.
Actually, 51 times you told me.
51? Yeah. Well, here. I'm so, so excited.
If you're calling in, we'll be taking calls within the next few minutes, so just hold on and be waiting for us. We got Dee Dotson here sitting in on the boards and helping out. She's the host of Regionally Speaking here on Lakeshore Public Media. And again, we want you to call in 219-769-9577 and join the conversation. Dee?
Yes, sir.
You enjoying that blustery weather out there?
I am enjoying, I guess it will be the last day. I thought the entire weekend would be about 60 degrees, but I think today's the last day. I was talking to a friend last night who is in Atlanta, and she goes, oh, we'll be at 80 degrees tomorrow.
So, I know. Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be at 30 degrees.
Yeah. You know, but are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it, and actually my kids are enjoying it. They went down to Florida for spring break, so they left me up here in the whatever weather it is, you know, summer, spring, winter, and fall within 24 hours. And they're down there in the nice warm weather with the nice water and sea coast and all that nice salty air.
Yeah, but you know what? You can kind of get the feel of the South with Low Country today.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of have the feel of the South.
Well, you feel it, but you can smell it through our hallways, too.
Yeah, you can smell it. You can smell it. And it smells so delicious to me. I know you said the garlic is a little much for you, but for me, it is perfect.
And we'll ask about that. I'm sure we can get it without garlic, too. So without any further ado, we have the folks from Low Country. We have Pan, the owner and operator, and we have his manager, Chef Matt. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing amazing.
Good. Well, let's start off with, why don't you guys just kind of give us an introduction about yourselves?
So my name is Matt. I've been in the restaurant industry for almost 25 years now. Been with Low Country going on 6 months now. I've done everything from burgers and pizza to Cajun, and now we're doing seafood boils.
Pan, how about you?
So I'm 10 years in Low Country now. So my first restaurant, though, was about 20, 25 years ago, and I've been in restaurants ever since. So
did you do anything else besides restaurants?
I've been in investments. I've been a trader. I worked in banks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what drew you to running a restaurant, getting involved in restaurants? Because as Matt knows, and I know, it's probably one of the hardest businesses you can be in.
Well, the first restaurant I opened when I was about 23 years old, and it was called Dragonfly in Chicago. And essentially, I did it because I enjoyed going out. I enjoyed partying, going to clubs and stuff like that, and I was like, you know what, I could do this too.
So how long has Low Country been around, and give us a little history about it?
This is our 10-year anniversary for our original location in Lakeview on Clark Street, and it's our first location 10 years ago. We opened the one in South Loop 2 years after that, and then we opened one in Milwaukee a few years after that, and then most recently Merrillville, which is open up 5-6 months?
October,
yep.
So how many units you got? 5 units altogether?
5 total units.
Okay. What's the seating in most of them? How many people you usually get in them?
It ranges. So our biggest location is about 150 seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a Chinatown location, which is our smallest location, about 50, 60 seats.
Dave, which one did you go to?
I always go to the one in South Loop because I know how to manage parking in that area or not paying for parking. So that's the one that I always go to, the one in South Loop. Love it, love it, love it.
Is always the flagship, your first one. Is that the busiest one that you have or is it?
Hands down, it's our South Loop location.
Okay.
It's our first location, Lakeview, has its own charm, but we kind of like retrofitted the concept into the existing space. And South Loop is more like ideally of what we want Low Country to be and feel and look like.
And what is that? What is the core like and the feel and the music and things?
Well, to me, Low Country has always been about the backyard boil.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to recreate that for our customers. So stepping in, even though we're indoors, we want them to feel like they're having an escape, an outdoor backyard boil.
Now, is it from talking to you in the past, your family used to do that a lot. You used to go to boils a lot?
And where was that? That's correct. So basically just in our backyards.
Okay.
So we would host annually, every summer, we do a boil for our friends and family.
Now, is the boil, did you learn from doing that to what you do now? Or was that just like a spark of an idea and then you adjusted?
So all the sauces we use today came from those boils.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us, Matt, your location, hours, and the website?
Yeah, we're located at 8239 Georgia Street in Maryville, right off of 30 and 65. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 9 p.m., 12 to 10 on Saturday, and 12 to 9 on Sunday, closed on Monday.
And what kind of music do you play in the place?
It varies. It really depends on, you know, what's going on. Like, we got Mardi Gras coming up now, so we're focusing more on that, like, Dixieland, brass band, like what you think of when you think of New Orleans. But you know, it's top 40, it's, you know, high energy, it's, you know, it's like, I've always wanted my restaurants to kind of feel like a party.
Well, I noticed you guys got beads on. I have beads on. Dee has beads on. She had a little bit of a crown on before. So what are you doing inside the units to promote or celebrate Mardi Gras?
So we are 100% decorated for Mardi Gras. We probably used 400 beads just decorating alone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
How many shirts were lifted for that?
Just mine.
Okay.
She ran away.
Wow.
That was that real low sales day that we had. And then we have a balloon arch that a friend of ours did that looks really, really nice. We'll have live music tomorrow, Saturday the 1st. At 5:30, and then for Fat Tuesday at 5:30 as well.
Okay, and what kind of music is that?
Same thing. We're, you know, thinking about that New Orleans style, Dixieland, a little bit of jazz, some classics. You know, just that fun party music.
So, Pan, the whole Mardi Gras scene and Lent and everything always ends up on Fat Tuesday. That's the last day. So, what are you doing for Fat Tuesday? Are you doing any kind of punchkis? I mean, what are you promoting? That sweet fat? Probably, I don't know. I think it's healthy, but some people don't think it's healthy.
Well, essentially, our menu has always been that.
Okay.
We're seafood boil, traditional seafood boil. We have gumbo. We have beignets already on the menu. So our menu is kind of like the showcase of that cuisine, of the way to celebrate Fat Tuesday.
Okay. Do you offer carryouts or any delivery or anything like that?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
How's the carryouts? I mean, that's a tough business with the seafood and the boil. I mean, do you do well with carryouts?
We do well. And, you know, our food actually carries and delivers very well because we keep it in bags, plastic bags.
Uh-huh.
And when you're ready to serve at home or, you know, at the picnic table or whatever, you just cut it open and it stays
hot. Nice and hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Folks, if you want to see some of the foods they brought in, go on to Let's Eat. POD, that's Let's Eat. POD, that's the Instagram. We have pictures of the food and Pan and Matt and me. And you can see all the delicious stuff. And like you see, Dee has a plate of it right here. I mean, it's just scrumptious looking. I mean, it's all saucy. It's got spices on it.
Absolutely.
What are some of the basic things that you offer in your boils? I mean, the proteins. What are the other things you put in with it?
Like all the accoutrements that come with it.
It's accoutrements.
Accoutrements.
I like that.
Busting out the fancy words for you. So most every boil, all of our combos come with corn and potatoes and our jalapeno honey cornbread. Hard-boiled eggs are very popular add-on. My favorite is the sausage. We got broccoli, green beans, cauliflower. Lots of options to build your own. Do your own thing. And then the sauce combinations, everything sauces are most popular, but then, it's a combination of Cajun, lemon pepper, and garlic. Then you can mix and match. And then there's heat levels. So there's so many different ways that you can enjoy this food and not have it taste the exact same every time.
And this is one of those menus when you get it on your table, you're just like digging in. I mean, you got to roll up your sleeves, and you guys offer gloves and bibs and.
Yep. Suggest you don't wear white, the wrong color to wear to Low Country. You get your bib, you get your gloves, just dig in with your hands. It's meant to be eaten with your hands. Most of the food doesn't require any sort of utensil.
Uh-huh.
So it's, like I said, backyard stuff.
Except for the dirty rice and stuff like that.
Yeah, you got dirty rice, you got gumbo, you got garlic noodles that you'll need your utensils. But, the main, the seafood boils are all meant to eat with your hands.
Pan, what drew you to Merrillville?
Well, one, my wife's mother is from this area, so we're very familiar. I've always wanted a suburban location of, mm-hmm. of Chicago or a metropolitan area, and we wanted to go to a suburb and have our own outlot with a parking lot, huge parking lot, and we saw the space available, and it was perfect. It just screamed Low Country to me.
Now, you brought in a huge parking lot. Is that something are you inkling that maybe in the future you're going to be doing events in your parking lot? I mean, do you think that, your kind of place, this seems like you're going to have bands and fun and boils, and it's like, it feels like an outdoor entertainment, too.
I mean, you're absolutely right. We do a lot more live music. And then for parking lot, we'll see. It's a good idea.
This is our first parking lot. We're still figuring it out.
Yeah, and I started with that. I know I go to the South Loop one because I know how to navigate, and I'm not going to tell my secret on where I park. It's pretty close. but parking is a big thing, and I think that Low Country does, in fact, need a big parking lot because I'm telling you, Nick, the crowds are always out of the door.
When I went to visit Matt about a month ago, and it was opening time, I mean, right when you guys was time to open, I mean, people were just flowing in. And tell us, when they flow in, what should they expect? How do they order? What's the process? It's I don't want to say it's different than other places, but it is a different.
That's an excellent question, because when I introduce someone to a restaurant like Low Country, I think sometimes people are intimidated. Because they're like, wait, what? So I was going to ask the same thing. What would you suggest someone do, or how do you walk them through ordering at Low Country?
Yeah, so what we have to call it hybrid service. We greet you at the door, just like you would a traditional restaurant, bring you to your table, and we give you the little spiel. Ask if you've ever been to Low Country. If not, we explain everything. Traditional seafood boil, everything's boiled in a flavored broth and then tossed in one of our house-made sauces. You can choose from one of the pre-made combos. You can build your own. Almost every day of the week, we have some sort of different special going on. And then where it throws people off, you have to go to the counter to order.
Okay.
It's all counter service. So you place your order at the counter. We run your food out. We clean up after you. We just don't take any orders at the table.
Okay. Do all the units run the same?
Yes, all the same.
And same menu?
Same menu. I would say 95% of the menu is the same. And there will be a few locations that have their own special.
Okay. Now, do certain units sell certain foods stronger? Like, do some places sell more crawfish boil than a shrimp boil? I mean, is there or are they all kind of have the same taste buds?
There's some variances, but our best sellers have always been shrimp and snow crab at all the locations. But then some locations might sell more crawfish, for instance, or more mussels in a certain area. And the sides, whether hard-boiled eggs or something, might be a little different versus in other locations.
So when you're selling, you sell mussels, you sell clams or any? This mussels?
Just mussels.
Okay. Now the mussels, I mean, do you give them a tool to open it up, or they open? Do they open up, or how's that?
Eat with their hands.
They can just get to it with their hands.
Yep.
Okay. And you alluded to the boil itself. What's the water's all seasoned when you boil?
So, you know, I'm not going to give out all of our secrets, but we put different flavorings in there, different spices, and that, you know, helps permeate, especially the shrimp. You know, it gets all up in there. It's actually boiling in that liquid. It's just like, you know, making a soup with either water or stock. That stock's going to be more flavorful. And then we combine that with our super flavorful sauces, and you just got, like, you know, a flavor explosion once you bust into the bag.
Yeah, when I went there and I went through your kitchen, I was glad you took me through the kitchen. It's very clean, Pan. Very nice, clean. I love a kitchen you walk in and all you see is stainless steel. I mean, it's very, very clean. And it seems like a very streamlined operation it's I don't want to say simple, but it's pretty streamlined. And it's pretty much vats of boiling water. And you don't have too many fryers, do you?
We only got two.
Yeah. And like you said, almost everything is boiled.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We don't have a flat top. We don't have a grill. You know, we have a stove top that we use for mostly just warming things up.
Uh-huh.
During service, the stovetop is very rarely used. And you know, simple's not a bad word.
Right.
You know, we know what we're doing. We know we do it well. No reason to throw a bunch of extra stuff in there to complicate it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the restaurant industry for so long. I've done so many things. And, you know, you get so much on your menu. And,
right.
You know, one thing isn't up to par, or you know, a few things are a dog, and it's like, why are you actually making these? Nobody orders them.
Mm-hmm.
Where we've got our menu down to what exactly we need, don't need anything else. We know it all tastes good. And then from a manager's point of view, when I place my orders, when I do inventory, it takes me 30 minutes.
That's really good. It used to take me hours to do inventory
exactly.
In a restaurant.
No, like there's two places to look. I don't have to search anything out. It's all right there. Super easy.
Now, is frog legs an item? For a boil?
No.
I don't know why I think frog legs should be part of it. No?
I've never seen them in a boil before.
Maybe we'll do a Chef's Nick special.
No, I don't like frog legs, to be honest with you. I sauteed so many frog legs in my life, it's like not the thing. What? Let's talk about what is your favorite item there, Matt? What do you like
item?
To eat? Yeah.
So I like, you know, obviously lobster tail is great.
Mm-hmm.
The lobster tail, if I was gonna go into low country, no holds bars, I'm getting the number three, the payday. It's a pound of shrimp, two snow crab clusters. I'm adding a lobster tail and sausage. I personally like the Cajun. So it's Cajun, garlic, and I like it spicy. I get very hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got my nose running a little. I've got, you know, a little sweat on the brow. But I don't regret getting it.
When you say hot, you're talking pretty hot?
It's spicy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We use a Thai chili that is a slow burning building spice instead of like a habanero where you bite into it and immediately you have that sensation. So, you know, and it has that umami, it has that craveability.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's spicy, you keep going back for more and more and more. So it's like, I've had everything on the menu and that's, you know, the Matt special right there.
And how about you, Pan?
So my order is most of the times is mussels with andouille sausage. And broccoli. Everything sauce level 3, which is like are very hot.
Huh. Folks, you want to call in and ask some questions to Low Country? We have Pan, owner and operator, Matt, his chef manager here from Low Country out of Merrillville. Give us a call, 219-769-9577, and get a chance to win a gift card from Low Country out of Merrillville. Can you just build your own bucket?
Yep. And that's what a lot of people do. You know, you can choose from seven different proteins, and you could do what you want. You could have all of them in there. You could have just shrimp, just snow crab. That allows people who maybe aren't as adventurous as eaters
mm-hmm.
to go with something that they know. You know, everybody knows shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start there, then maybe try.
What size is your shrimp?
21-25.
That's a pretty good size.
It's a pretty good shrimp, and we do a easy peel, like a shell on.
Mm-hmm.
And that shell just really adds to that
flavor. Yeah, having the shell on the shrimp is like cooking a steak with a bone in it.
Yep.
I mean, it's the same. You can't, you know, when you take the shell off, that sometimes takes away some of the flavor.
100%.
So what are the proteins that you do offer?
We can do shrimp, snow crab, lobster tails, mussels, crawfish, and then down in Merrillville, we also have Dungeness crab.
Oh, and that now the Dungeness, is it like a whole Dungeness crab that's thrown in there?
No, it's not a whole Dungeness crab. It is the cluster.
Okay.
But the difference between like a snow crab and a Dungeness to me is a little bit more meaty.
Mm.
And it is a little bit more work, but I think it's worth it. You're going to get a little bit more of the body meat versus the legs. And I find it actually a little bit sweeter than a traditional snow crab.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's coming in there and asking me, I would try to push them towards a Dungeness. One, because it's different. You don't see that at many restaurants. And, you know, it's something that's a little bit more memorable.
Right.
You know, you get snow crab.
Everyone's got snow crab.
Everybody's got snow crab.
Right.
You know, Dungeness is a little bit different. I think it tastes better.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we're talking about the crab boils and how much I love all of the boils, but one thing you touched on, and then we kind of skipped past it, another thing that I love on your menu, and you kind of touched on it, the garlic noodles. I wish that we had some here, Nick, because they are delicious. So what's the secret to your garlic noodles? Because lots of restaurants make them, but what's the secret? They don't taste like other restaurants that I've had them at.
I guess it's our spices.
Okay.
Yeah, it's our spices.
Yeah, spices are your specialty, I must say.
You ain't going to tell us either what those spices are.
Yeah, spices are your specialties.
Above a lot of other places that we use real butter.
Oh, do you?
We're not using
butter. Do you clarify it?
Yep.
So you don't clarify it on the spot, do you? You buy clarified.
No, we literally are going to say.
Really? Yes. Wow.
Never do that.
At any one time, we have a third pan just full of melted butter.
And for people that are out there, what's clarified butter mean?
It's like all the milks, like all the milk solids and all the fat in there has
the creme
taken off.
Uh-huh.
You know, either skimmed off the top,
right,
or depending on how you do it, it's falling to the bottom.
Right, because the bottom is basically water and salt.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what they make processed cheese out of, the whey from the butter. So, Matt, you were talking, you know, you've worked at all these different places. What have you learned from Lowell Country? How has it expanded your culinary taste?
You know, I've done a lot of like Southern Cajun food in my career, but this is the first time I've done a boil like this, and it's just new techniques. You know, making the sauce alone is a new technique I've never understood. And it's with this one, it's really about like the efficiency of running the restaurant. You know, every restaurant is a little bit different, but the way that this one runs and what we can get done with a minimal amount of staff astounds me every day. You know, I do have a great staff over there, but because we don't have that traditional service, I don't need 10 servers and 10 and 4 busboys and all these people. We can get a lot more done with less people in-house, and then that allows us to pay them more than your average restaurant employee. You know, and then I'm a huge, huge believer, happy employees make happy customers.
Right.
You know, we've all been in those places where you walk in and you can tell those people are miserable.
Right.
You know, you walk into Low Country and we're all smiles. We're all having a good time.
Right. And, you know, like what you said is perfectly right. You can almost grab any recipe from anywhere. It's all about techniques and systems and how things are run. And what you're saying is that you've learned a whole different system, basically.
100%. Like I said, you know, I've been in the industry for a long, long time. This is the first time I've done a boil like this. And just the simplicity of it. You know, they've had 10 years to figure out all the kinks and all of the why nots and the, you know, this is the way we do it. You know, a lot of times people are like, oh, why don't we do it this way? And I'm like, you know, they've been around for 10 years. I'm sure somebody around, you know, through the time has suggested it. And there's a reason why not.
Well, Pan, how long has the whole Low Country been in operation from the first one? How many years?
This is our 10th year.
10th year. Right, yeah. So from the first one to this one, has there been a lot of changes in how you operate things? And
absolutely. Our first one, our Lakeview location, was full service.
Okay.
We had tableside servers, just like a traditional restaurant. One of the servers is my wife, who founded a restaurant with me.
Uh-huh.
And what I realized is that great service is vital to restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to find the best servers, who is my wife, is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because she cared. She loved it. And she loved her customers, and she loved the great service. And it was impossible to replicate over and over again. If I'm trying to grow many units, finding amazing servers, because the best ones, either they go somewhere else or they don't stick long. And
right.
If they do, you know, I treasured it.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you. I mean, you want to have good food, and you guys got good food, great quality. But whenever there's a little mess up, not everyone has the same taste buds either. And somebody's not too happy. It's all about the service that makes it good. If you have a good server that can take care of the person, then, you know, I hate to say, sometimes the service is more important than the food. They're hand in hand, but I've been to places that the food wasn't that great, but the service was so good that it made the food a little bit better.
I read an article a few years ago about Noma, the best restaurant in the world, and the guy kept coming back, that the food was amazing, yes, but the service is what set them above the rest.
Right.
You know, great service makes up for mistakes that would be made. You know, we're all human, mistakes happen. That great service, making sure that we're, you know, checking on our guests, making sure that they leave happy.
Clearing the table a little bit. That's pre-bussing.
Exactly. Little things like that, you know, go a long way. And, you know, that good service also makes it for a more profitable restaurant, because these people are going to become lifelong customers like Dee. Mm-hmm. You know, she's over here raving about it.
And she's got a whole plate of food.
I know. I'm sure she's going to grab
that's
more
why I've been done. Quiet the entire show.
No, go ahead, Dee.
No. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I feel like I'm a walking, talking marketing machine for you guys. But, you know, we're talking about, obviously, the food. But I want to talk about the desserts, because Nick was hoping that you brought one of your famous desserts, your Oreo cookies. Did we bring it in?
No.
We should have.
I told him the thing about those is it's pan to plate to mouth. They're delicious anyway, but you have to eat those straight out of the kitchen, correct?
Yeah.
Describe for our listeners what those are and how they taste, because they're so good.
Kind of a little bit how they're prepared, a deep-fried Oreo. So, I've never did one. I don't even know.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's an Oreo.
Double stuff or thin?
We do normal, traditional Oreos. traditional Oreos, and then we dip it in a pancake batter.
Uh-huh.
Add a little added sweetness, roll it around in Rice Krispie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, give it that added crunch.
Uh-huh.
That's the added crunch.
Yep. And then
I'm learning all of the secrets today.
Deep fry them for a few minutes. Powdered sugar, a little condensed milk, and like Dee said, they're delicious all the time, but right out of the fryer it's a different experience.
Pan, was that a day one item?
It wasn't. Actually, my wife and I, we were vacationing in Miami, and we had a restaurant, and we were so obsessed. So we came home and spent like months trying to figure out what they did.
Oh, really?
Like literally months.
Yeah.
And we finally got it. And I actually think ours is better, but.
So at your house, is your kitchen pretty much like an industrial kitchen, or is this
yes.
a regular? Do you have industrial ranges and stuff?
It's as industrial as they come.
Really?
The best equipment, all the stuff.
Did you have to like put better support on your floor in your kitchen so the stuff doesn't fall through?
Yeah. I mean, we just love to cook, and we love to experiment, and we're always testing mm-hmm. all the time. New concepts, new dishes.
Oh, okay. You're testing. So what are you testing for the future?
Actually,
that's a good question.
So we're opening up a Low Country Shrimp Shack.
Oh, you are? I think you kind of alluded to something like that before.
47th and Damon.
Okay.
Oh.
In Chicago. And basically the concept is a drive-through, takeout, carryout only. And everything on the menu is $9.99.
Huh. Oh, boy.
And what's the menu going to be sort of like?
It's going to be based on shrimp bowls. And we also have a chicken bowl,
okay,
like a bourbon chicken bowl. That so ultimately this is about delivering an amazing value, a nourishing, healthy food at a good price.
Now the development, the R&D, is that just basically you and your wife in the kitchen, or do you bring other people?
We have team. We have a team.
You do. We have
chefs. We have consultants. But most of the stuff is through my head.
Now, what did you bring in, Matt, some of the items you brought in today?
Today we brought like the whole New Orleans feast.
Okay.
We got crawfish, we have andouille sausage, corn, potatoes, hard-boiled eggs, beignets, and then our famous hurricanes.
What are these?
Potatoes.
Those are the potatoes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the sausage, what kind of sausage do you use?
Sausage is a pork andouille sausage.
Now, what do you do? You just don't boil that straight. Do you do anything ahead of time? Do you grill it a little bit?
We actually bake it until that casing gets really nice and snappy.
Okay.
And then we just basically boil it to warm it back up
right
when you order it. Sausage, honestly, when I'm, you know, I work there 5 days a week. I can't get my hands dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So two, maybe three nights a week, I'm eating sausage and green beans. Because it's one of the few things I can eat with a fork. You know, take a few, and you've been there.
Yeah.
Take a few bites and run back out to the floor, see what's going on. Run back to the office, take a few more bites. Honestly, the sausage is probably my favorite thing on the menu that I eat every day.
What else did you bring in?
We got beads, we got dirty rice.
Hey, what, is your dirty rice spicy at all? No, I didn't get a chance to try anything.
I don't find it spicy. It's spiced. It's flavorful, just like everything.
What makes it so dirty? Do you fall, drop it, or what?
No, you know, we just, you know, dust it with a little bit.
Or you say bad things to it?
Exactly. You got to berate the rice before you put it in there. But it's a combination of the Holy Trinity, peppers, onion, celery, bacon, and ground beef.
Uh-huh.
And then just the spices added in there.
Any beans in there?
Nope, no beans in there. The key with the dirty rice is using yesterday's rice.
Okay.
Just like if you're making fried rice. You know, let it dry out a little so that it soaks up all those flavors from everything that you're putting in there. Like I was telling you earlier, I think I ate 32 ounces of it last night. Just, you know, it was there. It doesn't last more than a day, so rather go in my belly than in the trash can.
No, you just said something as you were going through the ingredients in the dirty rice. I didn't realize that bacon, is that just unique to Low Country, or is that...
That is unique to Low Country. Traditionally, dirty rice is actually made with ground beef and chicken livers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. So that's what makes it different.
Yeah.
I'm getting so many secrets.
Liver scares people away.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked at previous restaurants where the chef literally told us not to tell people there's liver in it, because then we wouldn't sell it.
Really?
If we just left that portion out of it, it would sell well. As soon as we told somebody there's liver in there, and they're like, oh, no.
I'm not.
You know, a lot of these, especially Cajun and New Orleans food, comes from scraps. You know, it comes from what they were able to get.
Right.
It's true.
You know, and greens, it's like the bottom of the barrel, and you got to boil them for a long time. Dirty rice, you're using the livers, you're using the ground beef, like the, you know, the excess stuff, the yesterday's rice, to make these super flavorful dishes.
Yeah, folks, we only got about 20 minutes left of the show. Give us a call, 219-769-9577. We have Low Country out of Maryville. They've only been around for how long now? 6 months?
Going on our fifth month now.
Fifth month now. I encourage everyone to go there and visit. What they're known for is their seafood boils, and boy, do they have a seafood boil there. So when you go there, they're going to give you gloves, they're going to give you bibs. They throw everything out on the table, and you just go for it. So give us a call, 219-769-9577. Get a chance to win a gift card from Low Country out of Maryville. Kids menu. Is it kid-friendly there? I mean, are they allowed, or is it only 21?
It's kid-friendly in the sense that you can get dirty, you can get loud, it's come as you are.
Uh-huh.
But our menu, you know, we can make it, you know, with a sauce on the side if it's too flavorful. You know, we could we have items like popcorn chicken, garlic noodles is a big hit with the kids.
Now, when I was there, I noticed you make your own. You make almost, if it, you know, that doesn't come in as seafood, you pretty much make everything from scratch, don't you? Like,
yeah.
You, I noticed that you made your cornbread. Can you explain your cornbread? I took some home, and I really, really liked it because when I ate it, I felt little pops. I think it's the jalapeno that was in there. I mean, it felt like I was eating, like, little bits of raisin. Not that it tastes like raisin, but you could taste it. It's called a taste experience.
Exactly.
So I taste that little pop of the jalapenos like you would do a chip or something like that. Explain how you do the
so
cornbread.
So it's actually a combination of cream corn, kernel corn, jalapenos,
mm-hmm.
Again, real butter, and then we bake it fresh every day.
I saw you guys doing that, too.
Yep. Comes out of the oven. We let it cool for, you know, basically to the touch. Let it set up. We cut it up, and then we cover it in a honey butter.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it back in the oven.
That's,
get it all in those
pan. I ate that at home, and that was, like, delicious. I mean, that cornbread was... No other, and I've had cornbread. I used to live in Florida. Cornbread made by guys that lived in Jamaica, and they would put sour cream in it, and all these different things. And this one was the top. The top cornbread. It was just moist, had a lot of flavor and some pop to it.
Yep.
So this is my wife's, Dana's, recipe.
Okay.
And the biggest compliment is when people tell us, like, hey, this tastes like someone's grandma made it, you know? And I'm like, I feel touched because, yeah, honestly, like, there's a lot of love to put into that recipe, and to this day, it's the same recipe.
Now, you guys do wings, chicken wings?
Yep.
Okay, just like your regular...
Yeah, regular traditional bone-in wings.
Yeah, and then you offered the sauces?
Yeah, we got buffalo, barbecue, sweet chili, and lemon pepper.
Now, do you guys do all that on the premise, make all the sauces there?
We purchase the barbecue. You know, you can't really beat Sweet Baby Ray's.
Uh-huh.
But we make the buffalo, we make the sweet chili, and the lemon pepper all in-house.
And do you also do, like, a vegetable roll?
Oh, we have a vegetable boil.
Okay.
Veggie boil for our vegetarian friends. And that comes with corn, potatoes, broccoli, green beans, and cauliflower.
How can they be satisfied without any protein in there?
I always
I got to have some kind of seafood or something in there.
I'm a Midwest boy. It's got to be, you know, I need a vegetable, I need a starch, I need a protein.
You got waffle fries.
Yep.
Garlic noodles. You sell beignets.
Like crazy.
And the beignets, are they filled or not filled?
No, they're not filled, but we do make them fresh every day, fry them to order. You know, when you order them, they're still raw, sitting on the tray. We throw them in the fryer, toss them in powdered sugar, and they're coming out hot to the touch.
Yeah, I ate one of those, too. Those are really delicious. Yeah. I mean, really, really, really delicious.
You got to be careful when you work there, though.
I can see that.
Especially with the beer, you know, come out looking like Santa Claus.
So what are some of your add-on items that you can add to your items?
Most popular add-ons are that andouille sausage, hard-boiled eggs, and broccoli.
Why is hard-boiled eggs? I've seen that.
Like, I'm not a picky eater. And
I like hard-boiled eggs. I don't like them as a dollar an egg, but yeah. I like hard-boiled eggs.
I don't get it. Like I said, it's like, I'm not a picky eater, but hard-boiled eggs are the one thing I do not eat. But they sell like crazy. Like, literally, it's sausage, hard-boiled eggs, and broccoli are our top three add-ons. And every other table is getting them. I think it's just that kind of blank space to kind of get all that sauce up in there.
Right. So, were you guys open during Christmas?
We're closed on Christmas.
I mean, but you were in operation during that month.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
So, how did you guys do with, like, gift card? You guys did a pretty good bang-up job?
So, we sold a lot of gift cards during the holidays, for sure.
So, do you guys do any? You do carryouts, but how about a carryout where they get the bucket, all the stuff's in there, and it stays frozen, and you sell it? Have you done that? Like a kit?
We haven't done it.
I know.
It's a good idea.
I'm throwing in an idea.
Would that last?
Yeah, you sell it like you would.
Customer to take it home.
Put it all in the bucket. You probably have to have a bucket that, you know, they have to boil it or steam it, but you put it on the bucket, you wrap it up with a bow, keep it frozen, and sell them frozen. Sort of like deli trays in a grocery store.
Sounds great.
Yeah. We'll bring you in next year to help us out with it.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to throw something out there.
Exactly. I don't know. You've probably never frozen the sauce. That's the only thing that would really be, like, just looking at the ingredients in there, like, you can freeze butter.
You can freeze all that stuff.
You know?
I just thought that'd be a great, like, little gift. I mean, I can see someone saying, you know, hey, for Christmas, here's a boil.
Yeah,
it's frozen.
Idea.
Keep it frozen until you're ready to cook it. Now, your seafood, because, you know, crab and snow crab and all that kind of stuff, when they catch it out in the sea, they actually kill it and cook it out on the boats before they bring them in, usually.
You're right. Most of the, you know, the snow crab that you get, it's actually frozen, cooked and frozen on the boat.
On the boats.
King
everything
crab too.
Right. It's all done on the boats.
Yep.
So when you guys get it, do you slack it out before you boil it, or do you boil it from frozen? Just in case you do these buckets.
So straight from frozen.
Oh, you do?
We do, because it's actually the best way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you preserve the actual peak freshness that was actually frozen on the boat the day it was caught.
Yeah, we had a guy here from Hanford Meats, an old dude that owns a butcher shop in Lowe down there and stuff. And what he does is he sells all his steaks frozen. And he says the best way to cook a steak is to season it and just cook it frozen and cook it to your temperature. And he says it locks in everything. So probably the same thing with the seafood, because if you slack it out, don't the juices kind of purge from it a little bit and
exactly.
stuff like that?
And then if we do that, tomorrow we have yesterday's food.
Right.
You know, like what's great about our production is that, you know, they've got it down to a science where there's not a lot of leftovers.
Right.
So we're preparing fresh every day.
Every day.
Our menu is very basic, so it doesn't take us a long time to prepare fresh. So that means that you're getting, you know, that everything sauce was made 2 hours ago.
Right.
You know, it's not like it's been sitting in the fridge for a week, collecting all those other flavors from your refrigerator.
Right.
You know, that was whole, you know, whole garlic less than 12 hours ago.
Now, you have a bar.
Sure do.
They all have bars, Pan? They all offer some kind of liquor? Or?
Yes, we do, but it depends on, like, the size of the space. Mm-hmm. Some have more a full menu, mm-hmm. and some have, like, a smaller menu.
So do you get involved with the beverages?
Yes. That's actually kind of my passion in restaurants now. You know, I started in the kitchen.
Mixologist, I
don't like that term. it's just like calling yourself a chef if you haven't really, you know, like, there's a lot of, like, internet chefs.
You're right.
And you watch them and you're like, what are you doing, my guy? Uh-huh. You know, to me, it's just about learning. Uh-huh. Learning different things, trying different things.
I agree with you. When somebody calls me Chef Nick, I really do feel uncomfortable. Even though I went to culinary school, and I went to Purdue, and I've been doing this since I've been 11 years old, it still makes me feel like, I don't know if that's a term I want to be called.
But I feel just, like, a sign of respect.
Yeah.
And if someone calls you a chef, then it's a sign of respect.
So, I appreciate that. Yeah. I really do. Yeah. So, Mardi Gras time.
Mardi Gras.
Is this... have you ever been to... I've never been to New Orleans. How about you, D? Ever been to New Orleans?
I've never been to New Orleans. Never.
Who's been to New Orleans here?
I've been a few times.
I have. And I've been to Mardi Gras, too, a couple times.
So, tell us your experience there.
And is there digital evidence?
That was way before digital evidence. So, okay. So I think I'm safe.
You see? So, tell us the atmosphere there. I mean, are there a lot of restaurants? What do they like to prepare? Do they do a lot of boils down there? Or, I mean, is there a lot of crawfish going on down there? I know there's beef.
There's lots and lots of crawfish. But the boils actually do different than what Low Country does. Like, we add a sauce to it, and a lot of the boils is all about the broth that's uh-huh. boiled in. So our way is unique to us.
How about you, Matt?
I love New Orleans. My family lived down there when we were young, so I went as a child, and then, you know, I've gone a few times as an adult. I kind of attest it to the same as, like, Las Vegas. You need 3 days, no more. You know, after that, the collective hangover gets you, your wallet's hurting, or the heartburn has got you down. What I do love about New Orleans is that, yeah, you know, you have Bourbon Street, you have the party, but there's so much history there. If you don't want to go drink at noon, you go to a different part of the city. Go check out Magazine Street and all the mansions. Go out west and go to the zoo. They have one of the biggest aquariums in the world.
Oh.
They have the National World War II Museum, which was one of the coolest museums I've ever been to. It's not just like a stuff-on-the-wall museum. Mm-hmm. It's like you get there and Tom Hanks is narrating it.
Wow.
It's an amazing city. And if you do it right, you know... It's not crazy expensive. You just got to, you know, don't get caught in the tourist trap of, you know, all major cities.
Right.
Bourbon Street will get you.
It'll get you. You know what, Matt, you said something a few minutes ago, so I want to go back for a moment because I'm thinking about sometimes... probably due to COVID, I don't know, whatever, people lose patience. And so sometimes when people go to restaurants, they want to place an order and they want their food right away. And you talked a little bit about prep time. It doesn't take you guys that long to prepare. So share with our listening audience how long it actually takes from the time they order their food until the time they have their food at their table. Because for some people, that is important.
Yeah, definitely. And it all depends on what time you get there.
Right.
You know, if you come there at 4 o'clock, right when we open, and again, depending on what you get, you know, it's only about 10, 12 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As we get busier, you know, the times do get slower. With our setup, you can only boil water to one temperature. You know, you can't cook anything faster. Mm-hmm. You can't turn up the grill.
So you have cool time? You have build up time for the water? Like after you boil so much, it takes time to get it out going?
And that's why we have that industrial boiler that you saw, uh-huh. that we can, you know, really turn up the gas and get it going. And with that, it's also about preparation, making sure that we have you know, all three pots going. One of them's for something specific. The two others are kind of working interchangeably, so not both of them have the temperature drop.
Wow.
To then make things take longer to cook.
Okay.
You know, we are handcuffed with just the size too. Once we fill up those pots, they're full. It's not like I could put more on my grill. It's not like I could turn up the flames any hotter. Mm-hmm. But even at our busiest, 18, maybe 20 minutes.
That's right. Nothing.
No, right. That's and nothing. That's important. Yeah. That's important because sometimes people mm-hmm. are, you know, they may see a line at your lovely establishment yeah. and they may say, oh, it's going to be an hour. It's going to be 2 hours. And that's not the case at all.
And for us, for me, it's also, if it does take a little bit longer, acknowledgement. Don't let the guests just sit there and wait and get upset that it's taking so long.
It goes right back to yeah. Pan's principle right. of great customer
yeah,
service.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with, you know, if something's behind you, just say, you know, we'll be right with you. I mean, that just goes miles compared to no one saying nothing to the customer.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If there's a line, you got to say, you know, we'll be right with you. We haven't forgot who you are. So customer service is very important. How about, what's your, like, a signature drink from your bar?
So the Hurricane is our bestseller. It's so popular that we actually have to put it on draft.
Really?
We make a big old batch of things.
Wow. I put it on draft.
Every week or so. And we have special kegs called Cornelius kegs that allow us to fill them. And then from the bartender's side, all they really have is there's – I had to make one of these live on TV a few weeks ago. There's 7 ingredients in there, mm-hmm. which is a lot for a cocktail over
right.
a bar.
Right.
So imagine a bartender having to make 60 of those during a shift. You know, they'd still be making hurricanes. Where we put it on draft, throw some ice in a glass, pull it out, garnish it all pretty.
Right.
30 seconds later, the customer has their drink.
Wow. Wow.
We actually have 4 cocktails on draft. The Hurricane, Liquid Mary Jane, the Mai Tai Bye Bye, and Rosé Sangria.
So the Mai Tai Bye Bye is like... drink more than one and it's bye-bye?
Well, all of them are pretty potent, especially if you're drinking them. Like, the first time I tasted one, it was room temperature and it wasn't diluted with, you know, when it comes out of the
yeah.
out of the tap, it goes on ice, right. dilutes a little. And that's, yeah. you know, what makes a cocktail good? Water.
Right.
I first tasted it, just no added water, no, just room temperature, and it took my breath away. It was strong. But once it cools down, once it gets on ice, it's refreshing. And they're honestly kind of dangerous just because you don't taste how much alcohol's in it.
Right. It's like, whoa,
each
surprise.
Each drink has almost 3 ounces of alcohol in it.
Oh, boy.
Which is a lot for a cocktail.
Yeah, it's 3 shots.
It is a lot. So, you know, you mentioned the Bye Bye Mai Tai, and I'm just thinking, obviously, I love your restaurant. I haven't had the pleasure of coming to the Miraville location yet, so forgive me. I don't know. Maybe I'm not hungry and I just want a drink. Can I come and just sit at the bar?
Oh, yeah.
Is the bar? Okay.
We've actually got a beautiful bar. We just
yeah, the one in Maryville is beautiful.
Brand new draft system put in. We just had a brand new back bar built for us.
The dining room is so streamlined, clean looking. It's got like ivy greenery growing from the, not real stuff, but mm-hmm. from the ceiling. So it's really like warm. It's a nice, inviting place. Real inviting. A lot of windows. Ooh.
Can you order, like, appetizers from the bar as well?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, whereas every table is our hybrid service,
right.
the bar is actually full service.
Oh.
So if you sit at the bar, okay. the bartender's there like a traditional restaurant. They're
yeah.
going to take your order. They're going to get you your drinks.
Oh.
They're going to take care of everything for you.
Well, I think I may just go sit at the bar just
exactly.
because I want to be served.
Exactly.
Oh,
and
see, that's great.
And that depends on the person, you know. Mm-hmm. Bar people are different than table.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
very true. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some people you want to go to the bar and they want to talk. Some people want to go to the bar and just be left alone.
Right.
That's true.
You know, it's different people.
That's very
so,
true.
So, well, we only got like 5 minutes left. So you do weekly specials?
Yep.
Now, is that weekly special meaning new products or just you're looking at prices?
So right now it's just different combos that we're putting together just for... We have a weekday combo, which you get a half a pound of shrimp, a snow crab cluster, corn potatoes, cornbread. We have the weekend lunch combo, and then going until Sunday is Savor the South Shore.
Okay.
The restaurant week, which is probably the best deal we've got. It's cup of gumbo with shrimp, sausage, snow crab, and chicken. A boil bag with a pound of shrimp, snow crab cluster, 4 ounce lobster tail, corn potatoes, cornbread, and 2 beignets for just $60.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. When I rang it in a la carte a few weeks ago, it was nearly $90.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's a
so
great,
it's a value.
It's great value. And in the coming weeks, we're going to be rolling out some new stuff. Some stuff that's only available, maybe during happy hours. Some stuff
right.
That, we're checking out for the new restaurants. So definitely keep an eye out for that. Some new exciting.
And they can go on the website, right?
Yep.
Check out what's going on.
LowCountryChicago.com. And honestly, the best part about all that, go to our website, scroll all the way to the bottom.
Okay.
Put your phone number in. Pan will text you. He'll text you every day. We got different specials going on. We got live music. We've got this fancy drink. We've got all this stuff. That's the best way to stay in the know of what's going
Ready
on.
Ready for the questionnaire?
Hit me.
Okay, here we go. What's on the other side of the rainbow?
Pot of gold.
Pot of gold.
We all hope. What's your favorite cake flavor?
I like vanilla with, yellow cake with the chocolate frosting.
How about you, Matt?
Either red velvet or German chocolate.
What's your lucky number, Pan?
8.
How about you?
22.
Crushed ice or cubed ice?
Depends on the drink.
Again, it depends on the drink, but I'm probably going cubed.
Sorbet or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Sorbet doesn't count as ice cream. If I want fruit, I'll have a banana.
You like your pizza sauce sweet or not sweet?
I grew up in Homewood. My favorite pizza is Aurelio's, like the sweetest there is.
Not that sweet.
You don't like it that sweet?
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of places saying, sweet, so I don't like it real sweet either. Would you rather skydive or bungee jump?
I've done bungee jump.
Oh, have you really?
But I'll never skydive.
How about you, man? Man's already sweaty thinking about it.
These questions are getting me. I probably bungee jump. At least I have, I don't know, maybe it's like being attached to something, physically attached to the ground or a material.
Cubs or Sox?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
1,000% Cubs.
Me too. How about you, Ben? Are you a Cubs fan?
Pan, we're no longer friends.
I thought you were going to say the Cardinals.
No. I can't say that.
Okay, Pan, this is for you. If you had another business to open up, what would it be other than the new shrimp place that you got?
Restaurant-wise?
Restaurant-wise.
Probably like a small cafe.
Okay, and what would the cuisine be?
Soups, bakery, a nice sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Something simple.
How about you, Matt?
Hot chicken.
And what do you mean by hot chicken?
Nashville
hot chicken. That is a big thing.
Actually, I had an idea and I started writing a business plan in 2021, and then I saw 3 separate hot chicken restaurants and open up on almost the same street on 41 within a few months of each other, and I kind of abandoned it. 2 of those 3 have closed.
Oh.
But it's easy from a restaurateur's point of view. All you really have to do is hot chicken.
Yeah.
You don't have to do much, and then it's just about the way that you sell it.
We're at the end. We got like a minute and a half left. First of all, did I forget anything that you want to bring up, like an event that you're doing or any kind of – you got loyalty programs?
In the works, yeah.
Any big events coming up, anything I might have forgotten?
So we've got live music tomorrow starting at 5:30 from the 4 Collectives out of Chicago. Live music on Tuesday, March 4th, or Fat Tuesday. And then next Saturday, March 8th, is International Women's Day. So we're wearing purple. We got Carlton and the Soul Entertainers.
How cool.
They're at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
They played with us for Galentine's Day, and they were great. They're great music.
Well, an hour went by. Another great interview with you guys. Really appreciate it. Again, today we had Low Country out of Maryland. They're right off of US 30. What's behind it? Like the sheriff, there's a Shell station right there.
It's Luke now.
Okay, and it's right before
Portillo's.
Yeah, right behind there.
Yep.
Beautiful, beautiful building. Beautiful people. Great tasting foods. And again, I want to thank Pan and Matt from Low Country for coming on from Maryville. And I encourage everyone to go visit. It's a great place, great seafood, everything nice and fresh. Don't forget to hug your family. Grab your furry friends, give them a big old kiss, and yassoo.